Good morning and welcome back. It's 5:39 on a Tuesday. It is time for us to hit the entertainment news. Lead story this morning, Justin Bieber's crew beat up... All right, hang on. So let me file this one away. I don't ever want to... I hate Justin Bieber. I'm not reading anything about it. All right, let's go to the real story. Alex Rodriguez. You have to say it like that now. You know that, right?
Sounds a little like Carlos Danger.
He has been suspended, 211 games, right? Was supposed to cover the remainder of this season and all of next. A-Rod immediately announced he's appealing, which means the suspension's not going to begin until the appeals process is over. 13 players suspended yesterday. A-Rod is the only one that is appealing the decision. He's the only one going out saying, no, I didn't do it.
Well, he realizes that if he sits out the rest of this year and all of that next year, he undoubtedly will be done as a major leaguer and will not get another job. Also, he has a...
He could coach a little league.
He has a contract rider that says if he reaches 660 home runs, of which I think he's 13 or 16 away, he's going to earn... A nice chunk of change.
A chunk.
Which he still has a shot at this season.
I believe there should. I believe that rider should be voided. if they have proof that he did roids, then that should be voided.
You
I'm sorry.
That's the problem. It's part of the collective bargaining agreement. You can't. And the arbitrator, it's going to be very interesting because the arbitrator has the right to lower the amount of games. He could say, all right, it's going to be 50 games just like, or 54 games just like the other guys.
Like
it's going to be whatever. I mean, so it's going to be very interesting to see what the arbitrator decides.
We sent our roving sports reporter out. We were able to get an exclusive interview with A-Rod. Here it is now.
We're going one-on-one with Alex Rodriguez. Alex, thanks for taking the time to talk.
I am thrilled and humbled to have the opportunity.
You're welcome, buddy. Let's get right to it. When was the first time you used the roids?
Back in Fenway Park in 1994, when I went in to face the Red Sox for the very first time.
That was a long time ago.
It's been 20 years.
How old were you then?
I was 18 years old.
So that's a lot of steroids.
Well, there was a lot.
What's the worst side effect? Is it the back knee? Is it the smallish man junk?
There's nothing about it that's been easy. All of it has been challenging.
Who administered the roids?
Myself, my teammates, my Dominican people, and the fans in New York.
So pretty much everyone knows.
That's as much as I feel comfortable telling you right now.
Oh, are you still on the juice?
I still have a shot to...
Change the subject. Name two things that you and Hugh Hefner have in common.
Two hip surgeries, and I'm fighting for my life.
Well, what is the most evil organization in the entire world?
The New York Yankees.
And the largest collection of D-bags.
The fan base of New York.
I'm sure they would say the same thing about you, buddy.
I'm thankful for the support.
Okay, Alex. That's one-on-one with Alex Rodriguez.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that, calling that in.
Editing. You got to love it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
The arbiter has no business lowering or changing anything here. I mean,
that's what he does. That's why he's an arbitrator.
No.
He looks at both sides and says, all right, this is okay, this is not okay. It's part of the collective bargaining process.
Alex Rodriguez not only lied about he recruited other players as customers for the clinic and taught them how to get away with it.
Yeah, which, speaking of who else got away with it, the other 12 players that have been suspended, let's see if you find a common denominator here. Nelson Cruz, Texas Rangers. Johnny Peralta, Detroit Tigers. Everth Cabrera, San Diego Padres. Jesus Montero, Seattle Mariners. Francisco Cervelli from the New York Yankees.
He's Italian, by the way.
Whatever. Fernandez Martinez from the New York Yankees.
I know where you're going with this. But
Cesar Puello from the New York Mets. Jordany Valdespin from the New York Mets. Now, this one is my favorite name.
Uh-huh.
Antonio Bastardo of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Uh-huh.
Sergio Escalona, Jordan Norberto, and Fortino De Los Santos. There we go. That's the list of everybody.
Aside from De Los Santos, everyone's last name ends in a vowel.
I like Bastardo. That is going to be my new air name. I am Bastardo.
God.
I am Johnny Bastardo. No, I can't do that. My parents were married.
And our sidekick, Cindy Leathers.
Oh, by the way, Cindy Leathers. Hang on a second. You jumped ahead a story or two. She has, her film has now been leaked onto the internet.
I don't know who Cindy Leathers is. Who
she
is Cindy Leathers?
Anthony Weiner's online love interest.
Ah, that's her name?
Yeah, that's her real name.
This is a bad and new trend that it used to be that you did the photo spread. Now they're doing videos.
She did a video that, let me see how I can...
That's her real name, or is that her porn name?
No, that's the name that she has been blessed with, Cindy Leathers.
She won't even have to change it for her movies.
No. Well, the film that she did, let me put it to you this
Everyone
way.
Everyone changes their name in those movies.
The casting was very simple because this is, she's the only one in it. You know what I'm saying. All right, let's move on. Here's a pop quiz for you for the entertainment news. Which tweet is real? Which tweet is real? Chris Brown, living life with no regrets from here on out, or Lindsay Lohan's, both my parents just said, well, don't you look nice, with such registered surprise that it's hard to take it as a compliment. Or Josh Groban saying, haven't seen cars and I won't see planes, what's Mickey got against choo-choo trains, which is from my forthcoming J. Gro Da Beginning album. Or Rick Astley tweeting, Robin Thicke is the new Rick Astley. Which tweet is real?
I think the Lindsay Lohan one.
Huh? What do you say, my friend? What do you think?
I think it's Lindsay Lohan, too. She's doing the late-night fill-in thing there.
You both are very close, but both of you are horribly, horribly wrong. It's Josh Groban that said he has. It's quoting a song from his upcoming album, which is very important.
You know, Lindsay Lohan's got a new movie out, and it's made by a real filmmaker, and apparently it's getting some positive buzz.
It's called
The Canyons.
The Canyons. This is supposed to be a very dirty movie.
Right.
Well, dirty as far as a mainstream
flick
is concerned.
She plays the girlfriend of a drug dealer who gets taken down into the depths of despair by this guy, and apparently...
Oh, and it's, I think the porn industry, too.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So
Cindy Leathers could have had a role in this movie, but it was already in the can by the time she
Wow, it's
came
an interesting
out.
Choice of words. Josh Brolin, Joe Manganiello? Do you know who that is?
Joe Mantegna?
Not Joe Mantegna, or Ryan Gosling. They are all in the running to be the new Batman. Take a look at that. Can you?
I don't know who that is.
He's
from True Blood.
Oh yeah, Joe Manganiello.
He's one of the
is
guys
from
True Blood.
All right, these guys are supposedly in the running for maybe being the new Batman
in that Batman and Superman movie that's going to come out next year or whatever.
That's correct. There it is. There's all the entertainment news you could possibly need. Stay tuned because we got the Stumper, we got the Wayback Machine, and something else that has hit Tom's brain.
And welcome back to the 2013 Major League Baseball Suspensions, coming to you live from the New York City offices of Major League Baseball, who remind you that no portion of this broadcast may be used without first peeing into a cup.
That's right, Bob. And of course, Alex Rodriguez is here, and he's so furious over these false accusations of doping that he actually pounded his fist on the table, driving it through the floor and into the mailroom located 12 stories below us.
And speaking of A-Rod, let's take a look at the Yankee third baseman. He's a number one draft pick out of Syringe University, home of the Fighting Tourniquets. Claims if his picture is ever hanging in the Baseball Hall of Fame, feel free to stop by and kiss his asterisk.
Yeah, and this just in, Bob. The Yankees remind you that Tuesday night is A-Rod steroid night. All fans 14 and under will receive free biceps and a violent temper.
And we'll be back with more of the 2013 Major League Baseball Suspensions right after this.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.